This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden aimed squarely at Vladimir Putin in an impassioned address in Warsaw directed at Ukrainians, Europeans, and the global community. He blamed the Russian president for the month-long siege on Ukraine. He also addressed the Russian people directly.
You, the Russian people, are not our enemy. I refuse to believe that you welcome the killing of innocent children and grandparents, or that you accept hospitals, schools, maternity wards, and for God's sake, being pummeled with Russian missiles and bombs.
But he had harsher words for Putin himself.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Minutes later, however, Biden's administration walked back some of his rhetoric. A senior administration official told reporters the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. The official continued he was not discussing Putin's power in Russia or regime change. The Kremlin was dismissive of the president's remarks when asked about them after the speech. Its chief spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said Russians would decide who their leader should be. Biden also praised the Ukrainian people who have conscripted every able-bodied adult male to the fight, which recently passed the one-month mark. He spoke to a crowd of nearly 1,000 people, including Ukrainian and Polish officials, diplomats, and ordinary citizens at Warsaw's...
For God's sake, this man cannot remain.
...at Warsaw's Royal Castle. The speech comes at the very end of a whirlwind diplomatic tour in which Biden met with NATO, European, and G7 leaders in Brussels, and then headed to southeastern Poland, where Patriot missiles were prominently parked near a temporary U.S. base within easy range of western Ukraine. VOA News.